Previously on Lost.
Whatever Ben Linus did down at the Orchid Station, it may have dislodged us.
The island is moving through time.
Yeah, either the island is or we are.
Oh, oh, whoa, whoa. I need you to go back to Oxford University. Go back to where we met. I need you to go there and find my mother. Her name is...
You all right?
I was on the island.
I've been off the island for 3 years. You're safe now. It was just a dream.
It wasn't a dream. It was a memory.
Efren Salonga!
Who are you?
Are you the doctor?
Yes. What's the matter with you?
Sure you know what you're doing, yeah?
Yes, yes.
Because there's a lot of blood, man.
How much blood?
Well, come in here.
Oh.
It's okay, man. We've got a doctor.
Where have you been?
It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Oh. There you go.
Oh.
Okay, just breathe, Penny, okay? Just breathe. Oh. Breathe.
I can't breathe.
You're doing great. You're doing great, yeah? Okay, just be strong, yeah? Okay.
Oh, thank you, come out.
Hold it.
Okay.
I can't.
Yes, you can, Penny.
Push! Okay, push now, Penny. Push! Now! Come on, Penny. That's it. Push! Coming. Come on, Penny. Push!
Harder!
I can see the head. I can see the head.
One more time.
I can see it. It's just coming. It's coming, Penny. You got it. Oh, my God, Penny. You did it. Oh my God. You did it.
What?
I love you, Penny. I love you. Oh boy, he's beautiful. Beautiful. Oh my God, he's so beautiful. Oh my God.
Oh, I love you.
Look, right out there, beyond where you can see this. There's an island, and it's a very special island. I left it a long time ago. Never thought I'd see it again. It's called Great Britain. And the most beautiful part of the island is Scotland. That's where your daddy's from. There's mountains and glens and monsters and deep lochs and... And it's where your mummy and daddy... fell in love.
It's also where he broke her heart.
Yeah, well, I thought I'd leave a wee bit out there.
You also left out the bit about his grandfather. The man who sent a boat to the island to kill all Daddy's friends.
We'll be in and out. You'll never know we're here, Penny.
Don't underestimate him, Desmond. If he finds out we're here, I don't know what he'll do.
But this has nothing to do with your father, Penny. We are here because of Daniel Faraday. Well, he told me that everyone on that island is in danger, and I am the only one that can help them. I have to do this, Penny.
Are you sure that's what he said?
Yeah, Sawyer said to meet at the creek, so unless he got torched by a flaming arrow, that's where he and everyone else should be. Hey, how's your headache?
Worse, actually, but considering we're running for our lives, I'm not going to complain.
Have you had any dizziness or double vision?
Both, actually. Why do you look so worried? Is it because you know what's happening to me?
Listen to me. Nothing is going to happen to you. Nothing. I won't let it.
Hey, we're here.
Some rendezvous. It's just us. Well, we should probably wait and see if they show up. They could be right behind us.
Yeah, well, they came and left.
Oh, they're dead. Miles, that right there, that kind of attitude, not exactly what we need right now. People are scared enough as it is. Miles. Miles?
Wait, don't move!
Who's in charge here?
He is.
You just couldn't stay away, could you?
His breakfast.
Yeah. Maybe a bit of a fight, but he listens in the end. Unlike his father.
Look, honey. All I have to do is find his mother. Tell her he's still on the island and then I'm done with this for good.
Why now? I mean, if he told you all this on the island, why didn't you remember it until 2 days ago?
I don't know. I don't understand how any of this works any more than you do. Look, I know it happened. Daniel Faraday knocked on my hatch door. Told me to go to Oxford. Everyone was in danger and I was the only one they could save. I know how insane it sounds. I'll be back, my dark, and then I'm done. Forever. I promise.
If you're going to promise me something, Des, can you promise me you'll never go back to that island again?
Why in God's name would I want to go back there?
There were 20 of you at the beach, but only 5 of you here. Where are the rest of your people?
Maybe they got blown up by some more of your landmines.
You didn't put them here, you did. Once we leave here, I will be out of control of what happens to you. But if you cooperate now, things will go much easier for you. So where are the rest of your people?
I don't know.
Who are these people?
Well, gee, I didn't have time to ask that with Frogert on fire and all.
They attacked us on the beach.
This is a 30 caliber M1 Garand rifle. Looks new.
Who cares about the rifle? Where the hell you been?
If you've been going through what I have, James, maybe the more appropriate question would be, when the hell have I been?
What happened to your leg?
I got shot.
By who?
We can swap stories later. We told the rest of our group that we would meet them at the creek. If there's any chance of reconnecting with them, we better get moving.
Fine. Seeing as we have no rope to make sure these two don't try to kill us again, I guess we're going to have to shoot them.
Quoi non sunt questi tu seis?
Take! What?
Cognos quitus qui sumus.
What language is that?
Speaking Latin. That one asked why we aren't in uniform, and this one told him to shut up.
And how is it that they know how to speak Latin, Julia?
The same reason I do. Because they're others.
Soldiers. Dead just under a month. Three of them were shot. One died of radiation poisoning.
Miles, hey. Hey, did any of them happen to mention what year it is?
We're here. Richard, we're back. Caught these two by the creek. This one's their leader.
What's your name?
What's your name?
My name is Richard Alpert. I assume you've come back for your bomb.
No, I'm sorry, sir. I'm not finding a record of any Faraday.
No, that's impossible. I know her son was a professor here. His name's Daniel Faraday. I'm sure he's in your database.
There's no record of any Faraday ever having been employed here at Oxford.
I visited him. I went to his lab. It was in an attic. It was above the physics department.
The archives go back quite far. Perhaps there was a clerical error. You don't happen to recall the year it was in which you last visited?
The year? No. I'm not exactly sure.
May I ask why you're seeking this information?
Sorry, I wasted your time.
Yeah, I wouldn't touch that.
I wonder when someone will figure out we weren't just fumigating here.
You a professor?
No. Not exactly.
Well, at least you're honest.
So why'd you tell me not to touch it?
Because I'm the one who had to take the rats that he made run through this bloody thing down to the incinerator so that no one would find out what he was up to.
You mean Daniel Faraday?
Yeah, you're not the first one to poke around here asking about him and his work. Rumour had it, he was trying to send rats' brains back in time. Ridiculous, isn't it?
Aye.
Look, I'll forget you broke my lock. If you tell your mates that all you found was rubbish left behind by a man.
Fair enough. Faraday. The university says there's no record of him.
Well, can you blame him? I mean, after what he'd done to that poor girl.
What girl?
I took it easy.
It's all right, Dan. I'm fine.
You're so dead.
Hey, no. We are not so dead. We're gonna be fine. We just need to keep it together until there's another flash. All right? Then all this disappears.
When's that gonna happen?
Could be 5 minutes. Could also be 5,000 years.
That's just awesome.
What is going on, Dan? Why are they doing this to us?
I'm not sure. But they must think that we're with the American military. And if that's the case, our best chance of staying alive is to let them keep thinking it. All right? But...
Sorry, am I interrupting?
Ellie tells me that you're not willing to reveal where the rest of your squad is.
Why would I do that? So you can kill them too?
We didn't start this, friend. Your people attacked us. You come to our island to run your tests. You fire on us and what? You expect us not to defend ourselves?
I don't know anything about that. We are scientists.
So what, so they sent you here to recover?
You mean our hydrogen bomb? Then yes. And I'm guessing from this man's radiation burns that the housing has been compromised. Is that right? You need to listen to me. You have an unstable device that's capable of destroying this entire island, and it's broken. If you don't allow me to render it inert, all of us are gonna die. All of us.
How do I know you weren't sent here on some suicide mission? I'll take you out to the bomb. You'll just detonate it.
Because I'm in love with the woman sitting next to me. And I would never... I would never do anything to hurt her.
All right. Take care of your bomb, but you try anything else, and you will hurt her.
Who taught you Latin?
Oh, there's 101. Gotta learn Latin. Language of the enlightened.
Enlighten my ass.
I suggest you talk to us. Once we get back to the creek and meet up with the rest of our people, there's going to be a lot of anger directed at you for attacking them.
The rest of your people are either captured or dead.
What? What makes you say that?
That idiot shouted out, meet at the creek. We knew exactly where they were headed. Sent a group after them.
Well, maybe I should have said it in my secret language.
James, wait. Nos non somos hostes vobes.
Mi tapo nos liberate.
What the hell are you saying?
Duque nos ad vestra castra. Si placet,
quale hoc facia.
Isn't he Ricardus, maybe? Ricardus Alfred?
Did you just say Richard Alfred?
John, please. Duque nos ad vuestra castra. Non necesse est alium mori. Si placet.
Okay, we need to head east. Another couple kilometers till we hit the ridge.
Shoot him! Shoot, damn it! Are you crazy? What were you thinking? Why didn't you shoot him?
Because he's one of my people.
What you be?
My name's Desmond Hume. I'm looking for Teresa Spencer.
I'm Abigail Spencer. Teresa's my sister.
All right. Can I have a word with her?
You want to speak to Teresa?
Yeah, I got her name from a gentleman I met at Oxford University. Daniel Faraday.
Daniel Faraday? Well, why didn't you say so? Please. You must come in.
Thanks.
He didn't tell you, did he?
No. No, he didn't. Can she hear us?
No. Teresa's away right now.
Away? What do you mean?
Well, sometimes she wakes up, thinks she's three, wants to know where her dolly is. Yesterday she was talking to our dad. He died 5 years ago.
I'm sorry. This was a mistake. I shouldn't have come.
Well, of course. Why would you want to stay? Daniel certainly didn't.
He left her like this?
Went running off to the States, never to be heard from again. He abandoned her. What kind of a man does that? Seriously, don't know what we would have done if it hadn't been for Mr. Whitmore.
I'm sorry, who?
Daniel's benefactor. He funded his research, and he took responsibility for the result of it. He's been taking care of Teresa ever since this happened to her. Everything here is due to Mr. Whitmore. God bless him.
A hydrogen bomb. Seriously?
Back in the 50s, the U.S. government tested H-bombs in the South Pacific.
Lucky us.
You didn't have to say that.
Say what?
That you loved me. And there are plenty of other ways you could have convinced him you weren't going to blow up the entire island.
I said what I said. Because I meant it, Charlotte.
Right then. Let's go.
Back soon, I promise.
Whatever your superiors told you, I want you to know the truth. A month ago, we found
18 members of an army battalion right here in our jungle. They're setting up this camp. We gave him the opportunity to leave the island peacefully. They weren't willing to do that, so I was forced to kill them. All of them.
Forced? By whom?
You answer to someone, don't you? You follow a chain of command, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, so do I.
Preach it! Preach it!
What the hell happened?
Cunningham and I. A group of them surprised us. We were outnumbered, but I escaped.
Outnumbered, eh?
Shut up, Ellie. Who's this?
He's going to help us take care of our problem. Better get going.
Wait, he's one of them. You can't actually trust him.
Ellie, go. How did you escape?
I ran.
And it never occurred to you that they might follow you?
Follow me? Their leader is some sodding old man. What, you think he can track me? You think he knows this island better than I do?
How do you know Richard would be here?
Richard's always been here.
How old is he?
Old. Why are you so interested in Richard, John?
I'm interested in him because he was about to tell me how I could save us.
Save us?
Yeah. But before he could finish, we were interrupted by that flash of light, and I'm hoping we can pick up where we left off.
Hate to bust up to another reunion, but Faraday, the guy that's actually going to save us, is being death marched into the jungle right now.
Good luck with that.
You're not going to help me save him?
No. I'm going to go down and finish my conversation with Richard.
That's going to get us all killed. You go rolling in there, they're going to know we're here.
Fair enough. I'll give you 10 minutes head start.
What about you? Want to stay here in Crazy Town or help me rescue the geek?
Why do you keep looking at me?
No, I'm not.
You are.
You know what? You're right. I'm sorry. It's just... you look so much like someone I used to know.
Someone other than the girl you just professed your love for? Well, aren't you the Romeo?
Far from it, believe me.
I don't believe you, by the way. You may have Richard fooled, but you can't really expect me to believe that you, a British woman and a Chinese man, are all members of the United States military. Who are you and what are you doing on our island?
You want to know who I am? I am your best chance at disarming that bomb.
Right then. Disarm it. What are you doing up there?
I'm examining it. Back up.
What?
Get back. It's unsafe. We need to move.
I swear, if you try anything...
If I try anything, what? You're gonna shoot me. Is that right? Yeah, that would be perfect. Because, of course, rifle fire. Right next to, what would you call this? Hydrogen bomb. Yes, fantastic idea. Really inspired. Okay, listen to me. Do you people have any access to lead or concrete?
For what?
There's a crack in the casing. It needs to be filled with lead.
You need to take it off this platform carefully and bury it.
You brought me all the way out here to tell us that we have to bury it? I told Albert you could disarm that thing.
You don't need to worry. You do what I say, you bury it, it won't go off.
How do you know that?
I need you to trust me.
I don't trust you.
Just bury it. Bury it, and everything will be fine. Remember, you're superior.
How can you be so sure?
You want to take care of this bomb? You bury it.
How do you know that?
Because 50 years from now, this island is still here. There you...
What did you just say?
Whoa. Take it easy. I can explain myself a little better. I know how this sounds. Believe me, it's hard to explain. 50 years from now, me and my friends, that's where we're from, okay? And here's the key. Everything's fine. I'm not saying it's perfectly fine, but there hasn't been any atomic blast, all right?
Yeah. Drop your gun, Blondie.
It's okay. She's okay. You can put your gun down.
She puts hers down first.
Why don't we all put our guns down?
I said drop it!
Son of a bitch.
Are they from the future too?
You told her?
Sir, you can't... Mr. Widmore, I'm so sorry. He charged right past me.
That's all right, Melanie. Mr. Hume is a colleague of mine. Please leave us.
I know you have questions for me. I'm not going to answer them. I've come here to ask you something. And once you've told me everything I need to know, you'll never see me again. Understand?
All right.
I need to know where I can find Daniel Faraday's mother.
What makes you think I would even know the answer to that?
Because even before you put Faraday on your little boat and sent him off to the island, you spent 10 years funding his research. So I figure you must know something regarding his next of kin.
Desmond, I haven't seen or heard from my daughter for 3 years. Just answer me this. Is she safe?
Where's Faraday's mother?
She's in Los Angeles. This is an address for her. I suspect she won't be pleased to see you. She's a very private person. Wait, Desmond. Deliver your message. And then get out of this mess. Don't put Penny's life in danger.
Danger?
You're getting yourself involved in something that goes back many, many years. It has nothing to do with you or my daughter. Wherever you were hiding, go back there.
Thanks for the advice.
Richard Alpert! Hey! Hey! I'm looking for Richard. Don't move.
Richard Alpert!
Now!
Richard, I need to talk to you!
Now! That's enough!
Who are you?
My name is John Locke.
That's what's the main something in there?
Jacob sent me.
Put the gun down.
What? Richard, you can't seriously trust him.
I said, put the gun down, Whitmore. Your name is Whitmore?
Charles Whitmore?
What's it to you?
Nothing. Nice to meet you.
The fishy suddenly peeked out, but it saw the bear so that it ran away again. Where?
Hi. Good day.
Yeah. He wanted to go fishing in the Thames. We were unsuccessful. And you? Did you find Faraday's mum?
There's no one to find. She died a few years ago.
Why are you lying to me?
I'm not.
Where is she?
She's in Los Angeles. Look, Penn, you've got nothing to worry about. Now, this was a mistake. You know, I made a promise here this would be done in a day, and now it's done. It's not our problem anymore.
And what happens if you wake up tomorrow and you remember something else?
Then I'll forget it.
And the next day?
I'll forget it. It doesn't matter, Penn. You're my life now. You and Charlie. I won't leave you again. Not for this. Not for anything.
You'll never forget it, Des. So I guess we're going with you.
I gave you this.
Yes.
After you were shot in the leg and I wandered out of the jungle to patch you up?
That's right.
And why don't I remember, well, any of this?
Because it hasn't happened yet.
I'm not sure what you're expecting me to say, John Locke.
I expect you to tell me how to get off the island.
That's very privileged information. Why would I share that with you?
Because you told me that I had something very important to do once I get there. And because I'm your leader.
You're my leader.
That's what you told me.
Well, look, I certainly don't want to contradict myself, but we have a very specific process for selecting our leadership, and it starts at a very, very young age.
All right. All right. What year is it right now?
It's 1954.
All right. May 30th, 1956. 2 years from now, that's the day I'm born. Tustin, California. And if you don't believe me, I suggest you come and visit me. Oh, no.
What's wrong?
It's about to happen again. You need to tell me now, Richard. How do I get off the island? Please, tell me!
You all right?
Yeah, I think so.
Charlotte!
You okay?
Yeah, fine.
Yeah, me too. I'm great too. Charlotte! No, no, no. Look at me. It's okay. Charlotte!